USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With confirmation yesterday that West Virginia now has a confirmed case of coronavirus, it means all 50 states have been infiltrated by it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is predicting the numbers there are going to skyrocket over the next few days.
But we're going to top 1,000 today, undoubtedly. We're going to be at 10,000 not so long from now.
Basketball superstar Kevin Durant now among four Brooklyn Nets to test positive for the virus. In Utah, there's reported widespread damage across the northern part of that state because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. Video on social media showing brick and stone on the ground from several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City. The governor, Gary Herbert, urging people to avoid that area until the damage is fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.